Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. Well, I'm picking up our theme from the last broadcast, which was strange wines from strange places. We did red wines the last time.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's take a look at the whites.
Okay, and I've got some very strange things. let's start off with, believe it or not, a white Nebbiolo.
Really?
Can you believe it? I mean, this is Barolo grape, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, this is the white version. This is from a winemaker called Nera. They call their wine a Novella. It's from the region of Alpe Retiche, which is in Lombardy. And its subtitle is Bianco da Uva Rosse, which means a white from a red grape.
Right.
2023, $19. Hugh, I really like this wine. It's, even though it's one of the oddest things I've ever seen. White Nebbiolo, come on.
Right.
It also has a little bit of Chardonnay and some other Italian whites in it. But it's a very pale gold, crisp, cool nose that features green pears, spring flowers, and a touch of lime zest. I would call this a two-hearted wine, because going right down the middle is this kind of bitter streak, very pleasant bitter streak. And then on the sides, it's a softer, citrusy thing. So the wine has, you know, kind of this double character to it that I found very attractive.
Cool.
The wine, it's bone dry, and it carries the fruit, although straight into the finish. So you get a nice burst of fruit at the end. Very a lot of character, a lot of presence with this wine. Nera Novella. White Nebbiolo at $19. It's very, very appealing.
That sounds terrific.
Now, also from the Piedmont area is near Lombardy.
Right.
Is Brico Riella's Moscato d'Asti.
Okay.
I don't think Moscato is all that well known in this country.
It's not.
And it's very much venerated in Europe, where it's one of the oldest grapes that's grown there. This is a sparkling wine. And it's a sweet sparkling wine. So I would never suggest that people have this with dinner. But boy, if you want to have a really nice wine for lunch or brunch, this is your huckleberry. It's exactly what you need. It's light. The sweetness is fruit sweetness. It reminded me of really ripe yellow pears. And it's got a touch of ginger going along. Mild carbonation, kind of a mild mousse to it. Again, I wouldn't have this with dinner, but boy, Sunday brunch, it would be just about perfect. That's Brico Riella's Moscato d'Asti, $15.
Oh, wow.
So I think that's a really, really nice value. Now for my wine of the week. This one really did seriously impress me. It's from Basque Country, which means it's almost impossible to pronounce.
Right.
Because there's all these T's and Z's and X's and things. But I'll give it a try. This is Chomin Atachanis.
We're going to put this on the website.
We will definitely put this on the website. It's their Chocoli. And Chocoli may be the one name that's known from Basque Country.
Right.
It's a white grape, and it's really nice. It's just about a perfect summer white. It's light. It's slightly sparkling and flavorful. It's a lot of fun. If you took a vino verde and beefed it up a little bit and put a touch more sparkle, you'd get something pretty close to it. What I really liked to you about this wine was its character, its quality. It really made a great impression, and it's an excellent food wine. I would love to have this with oysters, as a matter of fact. So that's Chomin Atachanis Chocoli, my wine of the week, at only $22. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.